We are sitting here at a roundtable discussion with the Roots of Brazil crew. I'm with Jason Gilmore, who's the professor of this group, with his students Brianne Charlesworth, who is a global communications major, Mikkel Law, and Elizabeth Thomas, who are anthropology majors. And so now I wanted to start with Jason. Jason, tell us a little bit about this series. It's called Roots of Brazil. Explain a little bit about the title and why did you choose to go to Brazil and highlight the culture there?
Yeah, so The Roots of Brazil was a title that was chosen specifically because we went to a place called Salvador, Brazil. It's in the state of Bahia. It's in the northeast of the country. And it's the colonial capital. It's where the Portuguese first arrived. It was the first capital of the Portuguese colonists. And it's a very complex space. But it is, for all intents and purposes, the root location of the Afro-Brazilian identity and pretty much the roots of all that is modern-day Brazil.
So why did you choose Salvador? You said it's complex. Why is it complex?
It's just a very kind of culturally diverse place because of the meeting of the African influence that came, unfortunately, across on slave ships, the European influence that comes from the Portuguese colonists, as well as the indigenous influence. So Salvador really is kind of a place where all three of those cultures and all three of those societies, I guess, to a certain extent, come together. So that's what was quite fascinating about that place, and that's what drew us there.
I am really looking forward to this series because you said you took 12 students to Brazil, and three of the students, they got to focus on this radio series. And so each episodes that are going to follow this one will be about something specific from
Correct.
Salvador. And so I wanted to go around the table and talk. We'll first talk to Elizabeth and talk a little bit about what your episode will focus on.
Well, my episode focuses on a group called Projeto Axé. And they have a unit in Salvador, and what they do is they take children off the streets who are living on the streets and spending all of their time around very detrimental influences, and they give them resources. And as Jason talked about, with this complexity with the Afro-Brazilian influences, they take these children back to their roots. They take them back and show them these African-influenced art forms, music, dance. And they teach these children where they come from. And what I loved about my opportunity is we interviewed a woman who is now one of the directors of Projeto Axé. And she started out as a street girl. She lived on the street for 7 years, and there wasn't much hope for her until this organization found her.
So we get to hear her story here in a couple weeks.
Yes, for sure.
I'm excited for that. And Mikkel, you are doing a episode about the women of Brazil. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that and some of the stories we'll hear?
I am focusing on three different women that we were able to interview and meet who have really complex different stories. They come from different social classes and are different skin colors and have had different experiences as a woman in Brazil. Not only do the women in Brazil have to deal with gender discrimination, but on top of that, they deal with a lot of times extreme poverty, prostitution, and the sex industry is huge there. So they're having to deal with these kind of issues on top of the complexities of being a woman.
No, I think that's interesting. And let's go to Brianne. Tell us a little bit about the stories we'll hear from your episode.
Well, my story is going to focus on capoeira, which is the Brazilian martial arts that came out of Salvador. It's pretty unique just to look at, but also its history is very unique as a martial art as well. And what it means in the Afro-Brazilian culture and what it means to that area. It's used a lot to empower a lot of the youth, as Liz was talking about for Projeto Axé, but it also kind of gives them a sense of identity around that. And just to give a brief description of it, it looks like acrobatic karate almost.
So it was probably an experience for you to witness that.
Witness it? No, we did it.
Oh, you did it?
And I went back and did it again. It was great.
That's so awesome. Maybe you can open up a little class here, teach people here.
I'm not that
good. And Jason, you have an episode that you're going to focus on about drumming.
Correct. It's about a drum corps. It's an organization not dissimilar from Projeto Axé. It's an organization called Oludum. It's been around since 1979 and has focused on giving opportunities to the children of downtown Salvador, which used to be really run down and a really dangerous part of town. So Oludum is this organization that kind of targeted that area to go in and to provide kids opportunities and discipline through drumming, to begin with, and they're very famous for their drum corps. And they pretty much own downtown. As you walk through the streets of downtown, at some point in time, you're going to hear a drum corps echoing down the corridors of those streets.
What are you excited most for our listeners to get out of Roots of Brazil?
The fact that right now all eyes are on Rio, and all eyes have been on Rio and the complexities of Rio and the difficulty of that city putting on the Olympics. But what we miss and what we're not seeing are these incredibly rich stories and these incredibly powerful organizations that are doing the work that many of us who sit watching television would really like to be involved in. But these are the people who are doing it on the ground, who are dedicating their lives to it. Again, in an incredibly complex but beautiful and rich space that is Salvador.
The series is called Roots of Brazil and will air in a 5-part series, including this. The next 4 episodes will air weekly in August, and you can catch those Tuesdays during All Things Considered and Wednesdays during Morning Edition. A special thanks to Elizabeth, Mikkel, and Brianne, and Jason for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.